getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know we do this each and every week. Gather around the record players, play all these great old-time records for you here. So glad to have you along for another week. Got another stack of records to play. And, boy, I hate to get things started off with a problem here. Let me just see here. Just before we went live here on the show, I dropped a teeny-weeny thing on the floor. Hang on here, and I'm trying to figure out where it went. You ever do that? You drop a teeny-weeny thing on the floor, and then you just never know. One, two, there's supposed to be four teeny-weeny things. All right, somewhere on this floor and this carpeting is a teeny-weeny thing that I'm going to try to find while you listen to the first record of the show. I'm going to have to find a flashlight. And the flashlight is lost. We went through that last week. Ah, boy, oh, boy. It's always something. Well, let's get things rolling, huh? Johnny Plesha and the orchestra will start us out while I scrunch down on the floor to look for this teeny-weeny thing. This is Potter's Polka. See how fast a song goes when you're on the floor crawling around looking for a little bitty doodad? You'll be glad to know I am pleased to report that I found the little bitty doodad that I dropped just before we went on the show today. There you go, Johnny Plesha and his orchestra, and that is Potter's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, that was touch and go there for a minute. Actually, what I had done is I had just opened and you don't care and you won't understand anyway. Well, you might. I opened an old package with a phonograph record player cartridge in it. You know, that's the thing that holds the needle in a record player. And there's teeny-weeny, little bitty, itty-bitty, teeny-weeny little connectors that connect onto the thing with the little bitty, teeny wires you got to solder on there. And when I opened it up, one of them little bitty, teeny-weeny, bitty things fell on the floor. On the carpeting, nonetheless. And I was like, I'm never going to find that. But by some miracle, I did. The odds of that were infinitesimal, which is very tiny. So I'm pretty excited now. It's going to be a good day because I found it. Let's roll some more tunes, shall we? Happy Louie and his polka band. Here's the Rosemary Polka.
Hey.
There you have it there. Happy Louie. He had his polka band, the Rosemary Polka. And no, to be honest, I have no idea what he was saying either, but it was still a fun record, wasn't it? Anyway, yeah, rolling right along, another edition of the Oompa Hour here. I want to mention World of Accordions Museum, of course, in Superior, Wisconsin. We mention them every week. We always do. Invite you to stop by when you have an opportunity to do so. Maybe you're listening in the area. I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you're 2,000 miles away. But it's something you might want to put on your agenda, put it on your back burner, put it on your list of things you might want to check out. If you found yourself in the area, besides you have the beautiful Upper Midwest, Lake Superior, the beautiful North Shore and all that, is a launching point is the Duluth Superior area and World of Accordions Museum. You've got 1,400 or so concertinas and accordions on display, all sorts of related memorabilia and whatnot, I guess you would call it. Documentation, advertisement, paperwork, educational materials, stuff, the history of the musicians and the instruments and all that is there. Beautiful concert hall. They have all kinds of events throughout the year, jam sessions, concerts, whatnot. The world's only accordion and concertina technician repair school is located there. It's just a fun place to check it out. Look at it online, why don't you? You can do that for free, and you don't have to travel anywhere. worldofaccordions.org. Take a look there. You can shop the gift shop. You can see some photos of the museum and a lot of other things. A lot of history. There's a lot to read there, actually. So check it out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. Maybe you would like to peruse that if you're sitting in front of your computer right now while you're listening to Al Coco Zluzniak do the percolator polka. You could. You could do that. Or you could dance. It's completely up to you. you have it. That's the Percolator Polka. Al Coco's Luzniak there on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Just saying the word percolator makes me want coffee. I don't know how many of you are there coffee addicts out there. Am I the only one? When I'm at work during the week, I polish off my own pot of coffee by 8:30 in the morning. I get to work at 5, and by 8:30, my first personal pot is done. And a couple of years ago, my doctor told me, you know, if you switch to decaf, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't do it. But I compromised a little bit. I make my own coffee. I buy decaf. Well, actually, work buys it for me now. But I get decaf. And when I make the coffee, I put in 3 scoops of coffee. I put in 2 scoops of decaf and 1 scoop of the real stuff. Because what's the point in drinking coffee if there isn't at least some caffeine in it? It's just, it's pointless, you know? So anyway, that's my secret recipe, and it seems to have worked. So my doctor is impressed anyway. All right, back to the music here on the Yumpa Hour. Time for a Whoopi John record. Why? Because I can feel when the time is here. And this is the Poopsie Polka, Whoopi and the Orchestra.
Millie, 'cause she's kind of silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can have Mary, 'cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can have Susie, 'cause she's such a floozy and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, 'cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye, eye, eye. Tootsie, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
John and the Orchestra, Poopsie Poopsie, and of course prior to that in the song Tootsie Tootsie, which had me confused for a minute. But anyway, Whoopi John, that's a nice clean record for a record from 1957. Holy cow. Anyway, here we are, another edition of the Yumpa Hour, rocking along for those of you counting. I think it's show number 251. And I shouldn't even say stuff like that when I don't really know. You know what? I think I have the power to look it up. Should we look it up? Wait a minute. How come my looker-upper is broken? I don't understand how this stuff works sometimes. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. Let's get back to work. But now I want to know, is it show 251? I'll work on it. Will you listen to Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys? See, I keep giving myself things to do. Well, you're listening to the songs. It's Polka Joy, Lil Wally and the Boys.
Oh boy, It's polka joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see Dad and Mom waving, saying, come on. This polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. How can you sit around with this great polka sound? Play us this song once more. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
Oh boy, it's Polka Joy, and that is Little Wally and the Harmony Boys. And I wonder if it's a different group, because sometimes the record says Little Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Is there two different groups, and one group is luckier than the other? I do not know these things. Another one of those things I need to find out while the records are playing. I just don't have that kind of time. Ah, this next one's weird. It says it's by G, you know, G-E-E, G, with Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra. And I love the name Hugo Winterhalter. If I ever have to name another cat, the cat's name will be Hugo Winterhalter, which will be weird because if we ever need to replace the cat we have, if this cat conks out, we're going to get another girl cat, but her name will be Hugo Winterhalter, and we'll just call her Kitty anyway like we do with this one. But anyway, this is the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball. And Rock, the Raptor's gonna wild. Pick you up at 8 for a polka date with our own school crowd. Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. And that's a good idea for you and me. So come on baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fun. Happy polka time.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight.
Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Come and be my partner and I'll hold.
There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like our dancing feet, our two hearts will be in happy polka time. Happy polka time.
Well, there you have it. Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra with G. I have no idea what G means or who that is. G-E-E on the record. The Saddle Shoe Polka. Nonetheless, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Let me look and see if there's any other hints on here about it. It doesn't say anything. I have no idea here. But anyway, let us press onward with the musicales. And I think we all know the Beer in Heaven Polka.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found something. no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. There is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why, yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why, yeah,
there you go, musicals there. See, they found some beer in heaven. That's kind of like the answer song to the No Beer in Heaven polka, because there is beer in heaven. I hope you're following along here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us once again for another hour of great old-time records on the show, like we do every week here on the show. And, you know, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, you can do that. There are many ways. You can email us at oompahour@AOL.com. You can Facebook us at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, or you may phone and leave a message or text also to area code 218-259-2985. What kind of a world are we living in where there are at least that many ways to get in touch with a polka show? Yowzers. Anyway, there you have it. Let's get to the tunes. How about a schottische today? We don't have a schottische very often. Myron Florin up here, and this is the accordion schottische, because what else would Myron Florin do? After all, he wouldn't do like the guitar player schottische. That would be ridiculous. Thank you. That is Myron Florent. That is the accordion schottische. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, you probably remember Myron from the Lawrence Welk Show. I'll bet you do. I know you're all waiting for the weather report from here in northern Minnesota. Cloudy and not terribly cold. It's like 25 degrees today, which is nice, except a couple of days ago we had another ice storm thing where everything got kind of rain, frizzle, drizzles, freeze, sleet, yucky stuff that coated everything in ice, including already existing snowbanks, became covered with a little crust of ice on top. Then this morning we got a little dusting of snow on top of that, which hides the ice and makes it extra super special slippery. So you got to be extra super specially careful if you go outside. I'm sure I mentioned back right at Christmas time, I had slipped and fell in the driveway. I'm sure I told you that story. And now it's been, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the calendar here. And I had some injured ribs, which are now basically fine, except for when I sneeze. But man, my wrist and my hand are so sore, and they did a million x-rays, and there's nothing broken in there. But man, it hurts. I'm taking an awful lot of ibuprofen and Tylenol. Not a fan of that, but man, oh man. Good thing I don't need to use that wrist too much to play polka records. Yes, I do, because turntable number 2 is on my right-hand side, obviously. And when I'm getting records ready, man, you got to get them ready with the right hand. That hurts. I don't like it. Anyway, the Jolly Brothers, it says Jolly Brothers and Band. You would think you could come up with a name for the band or something. Now, the Jolly Brothers and Band. When you see the record, do you say the Helena Polka or the Helena Polka? I've heard well-educated polka music people pronounce it both ways when it's the same song, no matter how you pronounce it. Anyway, Jolly Brothers and Band. Here's the Helena Polka. There you go, the Jolly Brothers and Band with the Helena Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now we're going to do something radical. You want something radical? We're going to play both sides of a record. because I got Frankie Yankovic here to do the Too Fat Polka. And it's one of those records, when it comes around, I skip it every now and then because, well, it's just not politically correct, darn it. And in reality, I could care less. But I always play the Too Fat Polka side. And the flip side of the record has Who Stole the Kishka, which is another great classic fun polka song on it. And you always get one or the other. Well, darn it, this week I'm going to be a rebel. We're going to play one side, and then we're going to flip it over and play the other side. So it's like a double whammy of Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Wow, too many syllables, not enough tongues. Anyway, let's start with the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can't sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi, ayo nechuti yuzemi, ona debela, ona debela. Yoi, ona debela, ayo nechuti yuzemi, ona debela, debela, debela. Ona debela.
I get dizzy, I get mumbo when I'm dancing with my jumbo.
I'm the one you can have, a she's too fat for me. Too fat for me. Doggone fat for me. Oh, I'm the one you can have, a she's too fat for me. Rose too fat, too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she dance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
Debella,
troppo grass.
She's too fat for me.
Hey!
All right, now comes the tricky part of the show, because we got to turn the record over and play the other side right now live on the radio instead of being able to get it ready ahead of time like you normally do in such a situation. And the nice thing is these songs are really short, these two, so they're like 2 minutes. So it adds up to like a song and a half in normal time. But I told you, we're going to flip the record over now and play the other side. Here, you can listen to me live put the needle on the record. Isn't that a thing from when they put the needle on the record? I don't know. Anyway, let's do this. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks again. And there we go. Who stole the Kishka? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a Kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the Kishka. Yasho found the Kishka. Yasho found the Kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. Yasho brought it back.
Yeah.
All right, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks there, kind of a double whammy on the show this week. And Who Stole the Kishka? Before that, the Too Fat Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. And as long as we're going with some of the more bizarre and even the untraditional songs, I thought the Saddle Shoe Polka was a little untraditional. And, of course, it was G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. Now we're dragging out Hugo Winterhalter once again, this time accompanying Julius LaRosa, of all people. Remember, was on... Arthur Godfrey, the talent show with Arthur Godfrey. What the heck was that called? I don't remember now. It's a blank spot in my brain for some reason. Hey, he was fired live on the air by Arthur Godfrey. That's one of the most famous claims that Julius LaRosa had, is he was fired live on the air by Arthur Godfrey for not being humble enough, I think it was. Anyway, the song is called Stashu Pandowski. Here's Julius LaRosa with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra.
Stashu Pandowski feels so very gay. Talk about his sweetheart on his wedding day. Stashu Pandowski, he's funny anyway. When he talk about her, this is what he say. Oh, ask me now no questions, and I tell you now no lies. When I manage my Sophia, she's the apple of my eyes. She's not very much good for pretty, but she work hard all day long. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Should I love her? Should I love her? Nothing wrong, I say, with that. In the winter, she's the cook and I get fat. Hey! La 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 la. Good luck, Pandowski, down we go one more. Happy, oh by golly, come on, tell us more. Who's be the boss now after wedding day? Come on, Stashu, tell now what you got to say. Oh, ask me now no questions, and I tell you now no lies. When I manage my Sophia, she's the apple of my eyes. She's not very much good for pretty, when I'm talk, she always wrong. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Should I love her? Should I love her? Nothing wrong, I say with that. In the winter, she's the cook and I get fat. Hey! La 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 la. La 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 la. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Hey!
Just a fun record. I don't know. Stashu Pandowski, Julius LaRosa with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, which is just fun to say. Anyway, we're in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I see we have a Dick Pillar record coming up here in a little bit. What else do we have to toss into the show today? Why do I have more records than I have sleeves again? Something has gone wrong. Well, I'll figure it out. Another one of the great old polka standards is the Peanuts Polka. And my favorite version has always been the Art Perko Orchestra. All right, there you go. Art Perko's Orchestra. That's the Peanuts Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We got a few songs to go yet before we run out of time for this week, so I'm going to keep cranking out the old-time music. Hope you're all dancing. I get reports from stations and places that call and email and say, you know, every time the show comes on, we're all dancing. That's what we like to hear. Dick Piller and his orchestra. This is the It's No Secret Polka.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Yo, Dick Piller and the orchestra. It is no secret. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That is no secret either. We've been doing this for quite a while now. Did I confirm, by the way, this is show 251? I did look that up. So just in case you're wondering, if you do the math, you could figure out how many polkas that is. Do you want to know? Let me get my calculator going here. I got a calculator here. Times... That's just shy of 4,000 polkas we've played. All right, now here's a great record. Romy Gause is trumpet and orchestra. And Romy Gause, known for his very entertaining and unique trumpet stylings. This is the Village Tavern Polka. I'm gonna go get some more. Well, there you go, the Village Tavern Polka, Romy Gaz, his trumpet and orchestra, it says on the record, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It has come to my attention that we have not played the required waltz on the show yet, so we have got to do that. We always try to get one waltz into every show, and I realized I had not officially done that yet in just the nick of time. That might have been something that kind of passed for a waltz, but not really. I know we had a shoddish in there. Don Peachy to do Give Me Back My Heart, along with his orchestra. A little waltz number coming up for you in a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, we're going to get a couple more tunes into the show here this week, I think. I promised you a waltz next. Don Peachy in the orchestra, Don and Janie doing the singing on this one. This is Give Me Back My Heart.
Thank you.
There you go, Don Peachy and his orchestra, Give Back My Heart, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. I think we're just about to the end of the line here. Let me check the old clock on the wall. I think we could sneak in one more. It's a vintage number here from Gene Wisniewski and the Harmony Bells Orchestra. Here's the Beautiful Doll Polka. Gene Wisniewski there, along with the Harmony Bells Orchestra. That was a beautiful doll polka, and by golly, that brings us to another end of another exciting Oompa Hour. Oh, yeah, but have no fear, because, you know, we come back every week. It's kind of like a fungus. Very difficult to get rid of the old Oompa Hour, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum and Cabs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.